From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Wednesday, February 25th.
Just ahead, the top elections official in Butte County is trying to clear up confusion over two separate primary elections happening this June.
Also, county leaders are pursuing hundreds of thousands of federal dollars to support meal delivery services for older adults and mobile showers and laundry for people in underserved communities.
And Democrats can't make up their mind on who they want to back in this year's governor's race.
But we'll start in Chico, where the police department met with residents this week to break down its use of military equipment. As NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, the meeting happens every year and has been required by state law since 2022.
The law is meant to increase transparency over the use of military-grade gear, including drones and less lethal weapons like rubber bullets. Several residents at the meeting expressed concerns over police using this gear against peaceful protesters. But Chico Police Chief Billy Aldridge quickly shut that idea down.
I just want to make this clear. The stuff that you see here tonight has nothing to do with potential riot situations or First Amendment situations. All of this stuff are things we need for our critical incident management.
Next week, the department will ask City Council to approve its equipment requests for the coming year. The biggest ticket items are three new command vehicles. They could cost up to $1.2 million. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Moving to the upcoming election, leaders in Butte County approved funding yesterday for the special primary to fill the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa's seat. That's happening on the same day as the regular statewide primary, June 2nd. Keaton Denley is the county's registrar of voters. He told the Board of Supervisors that some of the $500,000 in approved funding will be used to educate voters on the unusual two-ballot process.
It's really just there's two elections. You want to vote in both, return both ballots in their respective envelopes. They will be color coordinated to make that as easy as possible for our voters.
Denley said his office will continue holding informational meetings and doing voter outreach to clear up confusion about the upcoming primaries.
Ideally, you'd be able to combine these and do one election, but these two elections are not being conducted under the same set of rules, given the sort of urgency of filling the vacancy in Congress.
The money approved by the board will also go toward hiring temporary staff, equipment cost, and sending ballots out in the mail.
Also at yesterday's meeting, the board pushed for federal funding to deliver critical meals to older people facing hunger. Supervisors told county staff to go for a $300,000 grant to expand in-home meal delivery services in South County areas like Gridley, South Oroville, and Palermo. Mary Newman is the deputy director of Passages, a Chico nonprofit that serves older adults and could work with the county. She told the board the meal program also fights homelessness and isolation.
Sometimes the driver who delivers the meals, the only person that that person has seen for months even. So it is a serious thing.
The service could deliver 7 frozen meals a week to about 90 people. The county is also going for an additional $300,000 grant to expand a mobile shower and laundry program in underserved communities like Concow and Berry Creek.
Moving to Shasta County, the suicide rate there is more than double the statewide average. That's according to a new suicide prevention initiative launched by the county's Health and Human Services Agency. The online tool provides information specific to Shasta County, including statistics, resources, and ways to help someone who may be having thoughts of suicide. The tool can be found on the agency's website. If you or someone you know is considering suicide, you can call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.
In state news, when it comes to this year's governor's race, Democrats can't pick a favorite candidate. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more from last weekend's Democratic Party convention in San Francisco.
Party conventions draw the most passionate advocates and activists from around the state. But with 9 different Democrats vying to be California's next governor, it appears the party's faithful are having a hard time deciding.
Well, there's so many. There's so many, so We'll just have to see.
Leonard Redway is a party delegate from the Los Angeles area.
So definitely have not made up my mind, which is one of the reasons I'm here early.
Delegates voted to endorse candidates on the final day, but no one received enough votes to meet the 60% threshold to earn the party endorsement. Representative Eric Swalwell came in with the most at 24%. Chris York is from Hiuchi in Northern California.
Everybody in the state is running for governor. And it seems like we can really be shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't have some of the people who are polling very low drop out.
York says he's worried the expansive field of Democrats could help Republicans consolidate support. A recent poll from Emerson College shows Democratic support is divided, and Republican Steve Hilton polling highest in the race at 17%. In San Francisco, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Finally, it's tick season in California. The State Department of Public Health says ticks are most common in winter and spring. Ticks live in grassy and wooded areas and can transmit Lyme disease. Symptoms may include fever, fatigue, body aches, or a rash. Officials say the best protection is wearing long sleeves and pants, using repellents with DEET, showering after being outside, and checking yourself and your pets for ticks.
And those were your headlines for Wednesday, February 25th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
For more local and state news from North State Public Radio, head to mynspr.org. I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.